This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects, 2 in the books, 1 to go. Plenty more of the big show as we continue to roll on. And you guys continue to participate, which we appreciate, both on or all the way around the board with Twitter, calls, and, of course, text messages. Barry, have you checked text messages recently? I was distracted.
No, that's fine. Twitter is getting a little crazy. Manuel? I don't know.
He was offended by
MK Cervantes. Yeah, he was sending me some links to some food challenges. I was like, bro, I'm not clicking on links. I don't really trust links that people send me. I was like, no, you can't. No, it's not you. It's just a thing. But he showed me a couple of things. One of them was this Chick-fil-A's double down. And that looks good. But then there's this Wendy's T-Rex challenge, which apparently it's a secret T-Rex burger. And it looks like it's got like, I don't know how many patties that is. This thing is huge, though. It's like 9 patties or something like that. I would totally try that. This thing is huge. But yeah, I'm always down for stuff like that, no matter what it is. I'll try it at least once. Real quick, I had promised this before the break. So there's this, I found this article on For the Win where it talks about how much is your favorite NFL team playing or paying players no longer on the roster in 2017. And it talks about dead money. Dead money is the guaranteed money left over on contracts of players who are cut and traded. That money counts against the team's cap. Here is where every team ranks in dead money owed for 2017. So the team that's doing the best, they've got $55K in dead money, the Raiders.
That's good for a team that's right on the cusp.
Yeah. Your Packers are 21st with $4.27 million. Mm. Not bad.
Okay.
21st, you don't want to be high on this list. You want to be low. So 21 is good.
So that means the Raiders are 32nd?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the list. The Texans... Yeah. Check in at 10. So they are top 10 on the dead money list.
Does it say who?
$9.44 million. No, I could find out though. I can pull up their contract. This is just a list of the teams. Okay. Number one team with dead money owed in 2017 is the Chargers with $21.84 million. Mm. Yeah. Saints are fourth with $16.25 million. That was for Clarence. Cowboys are fifth with $16.25 million as well. And then, yeah, your Texans are checking in at 9.4. So, not a list you want to be a top 10 in. At dead money.
No, not at all.
So, yeah, almost $10 million in dead money this year for the Texans.
Jeez.
So, there is one more thing I wanted to... Oh, where the hell did it go? This was really funny.
I got one, too, that I was looking at that also I had to look up the actual word.
Oh, yeah?
You were talking about Twitter. And they were saying there's nothing that can be more mortifying to someone on Twitter than finding out their mom or their dad is still having sex and they're tweeting about it. But when you're Seth Rogen and you're a comedian and your mom goes out and tweets the following, falling asleep after sex is like Shavasana after yoga. Now, if you're not familiar, I had to look it up too.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that means.
Shavasana is also called the corpse pose. At the end of doing yoga, you essentially lay like you're in a coffin to stretch out and relax.
I do that after sex, though.
Yeah, but why? Yeah,
is that not right? Am I supposed
don't know,
to do that?
But just
I do that during sex.
I don't think Seth was worried about the Shavasana.
No?
He just pretty much digested it as my mom is talking about having sex and tweeted, Jesus effing Christ, mom. It's like, oh, boy.
Yeah, that would be. That's why I'm glad my mom's not on Twitter. I don't need to know that.
No.
I don't need.
My parents are passed, but I never would want to think about that.
Oh,
or
my
no.
God. And then your mom's tweeting about it?
And I do. Oh. I do mess with both Lisa.
First of all, though, why are you following your mom on Twitter?
Well, you should, right?
No.
Why?
No.
Some moms are hip and cool. You can follow some
because
people...
they post about having sex and then you read it. And now your mind is destroyed because you have a visual of your mom and your dad. Your
knocking
dad
it out.
Hitting it from the back.
Oh, man.
Nobody needs to see that about their mom. No one needs to see that about their mom. Like, I don't even like talking about it right now because I'm, oh, God, this is making me sick. It's not right. That's not right. I feel for him. Of course, I wouldn't have tweeted, though, because how many people really would have known had he not tweeted it? But I think that was the point, right,
yeah.
of the joke.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah,
you think
sure.
that was the point?
I think he definitely, I think he was just having
He knew
fun.
What he was doing.
Yeah.
I would never do anything like that.
Never. Not you.
No way.
No, sir. Did you find what you were looking for?
I did. There was this story that came out about Peyton Manning. There's a lot of Colts news. So did you see the ex-lineman that admitted they cheated by using hearing aids?
No.
Did you hear about that story?
I did not. Did you, Nick?
Negative.
I posted it in our rundown. But there's basically they were saying that they were having a hard time. So where is it? We were playing on the road. So this is Tarik Glenn spent a decade protecting Peyton Manning. Three-time Pro Bowler, became the Indianapolis Colts cornerstone at left tackle for 10 seasons. Glenn keeps in touch with many of his former teammates. As for his favorite Manning story, Glenn mentioned a rare occasion when he failed to keep Manning out of harm's way. We were playing on the road. It may have been Peyton's rookie year, and it was really loud. Peyton hadn't mastered the silent count, so former offensive line coach Howard Mudd had us wearing these hearing aids that were supposed to muffle the crowd while projecting the quarterbacks. Peyton said hike, and I didn't hear him. Everybody moved in, blah, blah, blah. I yelled, watch out. He got sacked. But the whole point is,
wow.
These guys had in hearing aids. They were basically cheating, muffling the crowd noise so it didn't affect them, but still allowing them to hear Peyton call the signals. So I found that kind of interesting. I don't know that, like, as far as cheating, I don't know if I would go as far as to say that's cheating. Right? Like, I mean, because that's the equivalent of saying, now.
But don't they say that the only kind of devices that you're allowed to use in the helmet are the
But it's not in the helmet.
The
it's in your ear.
And defensive signal caller.
It's in your ear, though. It's not in the helmet.
But your ear is inside of the helmet.
Okay.
Technically now.
No, your helmet is on your head. But
and your ear is on your head inside the helmet.
But that would be like using, what's it called? The play calling on the wrist. So you get a signal and you can look at that. That's not cheating. So if you just have something that you know, is muffling the crowd noise, I don't know. It's borderline. I think it's definitely iffy at least. But I wouldn't go out and say, oh, well, that's just, you know, you have to take away all of their, you know, wins or something like that. But it is interesting that they're out there. Doing something like, could you imagine if the Patriots would have done that? The field day that the press would have?
Boy,
like, this got
crazy.
One of those, that's not right. But the Patriots doing this, people would have gone nuts.
Yeah, if Belichick does that, it's through the roof.
I just don't think it's that big of a deal. But anyways, so that was one thing. I was surprised you guys didn't hear about that.
And Ursay posting pictures of the Titas and the all that.
And then Jim Mora was in he won't be attending Peyton Manning's statue ceremony. Because he's still mad that the Colts let him go.
Playoffs.
So he's in that. And then this came out where Reggie Wayne was talking about Peyton Manning-led practices. He said it was nuts. He said, take for example, on Fridays, it was called Perfect Fridays. He would come out and he would kind of run the show for the beginning of Friday's practices. And we went out there and he had his cue cards and he went through all the plays he wanted to run. And I mean, it was nuts the way he was prepared. He was talking about the fact that you had to be perfect. We went about 7 years before anybody ever dropped the ball on Perfect Friday.
Wow.
7 years. That's like, you talk about making people, like, you know, raising the level of play of the people around you. your expectations. You're talking about guys like Reggie Wayne, Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison, and what was Dallas, the tight end?
Oh, damn it.
You Dallas, right?
Yeah. You would ask.
But he had, I mean, he had some quality. I mean, Edgerrin James and...
7 years they didn't drop a pass on a perfect Friday because he expected them. That's kind of how I am with our show prep. I'm like, you know,
here we go,
guys,
Nick. Strap in.
I'm like, you know, guys, we need to have a perfect show. No, no, we're not going to miss the big three with JB.
Yeah, we are.
We're not going to have Nick talking in our ear the whole time, messing up the whole flow of the show.
Yeah, I totally Clark. Distracted. Joel not, in that last
we're not going to have like, these huh? pregnant
yeah,
dead air pauses.
There. Normally I'm good, but I have, sometimes have a hard time differentiating between Nick in my ear and Nick that's going out of
I've
the ear.
I've told you, Nick in your ear is one side. That's it. You get it in one side only.
Well,
if it's going over the...
Well, he only has
I know, that's
one
your
ear.
Problem.
Yeah, he only has... Look, he's got only one
I know.
Right now.
Why do you do that?
I'm not running from it. I'm attending to it.
But why do you do... Is that just a comfort thing? Yeah. Or you just don't like... You don't like hearing the sound of my voice
like
on both sides?
Everything.
Oh, he'll go a whole segment like this where it's not even on. Is he just like this?
He's got him on top of his forehead.
And then I'll look at Nick and go, what?
Yeah. Nick will be like, you have a read?
What?
You have a read, Joel! And Joel can't hear anything. It's sweet.
Dallas Clark, by the way.
Dallas Clark. Yeah.
So,
yeah, a lot of Colts news. All those I found.
Then there was Ursay with the booby pick. Oh, that was, we already said that.
Yeah, what was he doing?
That dude is just out there.
AJ showed it to me. Pretty strong.
A lot of people showed it to me. Then they recognized it was a porn star. Then they wanted to know what she was sitting on. And then what was it, a device or was it the seatbelt because it was taken in a car?
Somebody, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Somebody said the headphones they used were legal. What's your source, sir?
Is it legal because you didn't get caught or is it legal because the NFL would allow it?
Why are there, you're running ads, Nick. Hey. Hi, we can hear the ads there, bud. We're not out yet. There you go.
What?
He's just there.
What?
Who was in there talking to you, distracting during the show?
An intern.
Damn it.
Well, we're hearing ads.
Intern Tyler.
Tyler,
go call us or something.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You're ruining a perfectly good show with the chitter chatter in there, distracting. I can't take this anymore.
Absolute Marble and Granite is going to get a free play.
I can't take this anymore.
We got it in our ear. Yeah. We know that. Do we have any more cult stories?
No, that was it. Okay. I ran out of cult stories. But we can come back. I can tell you about the nurse that was yelling shame at one of the Game of Thrones members while she breastfed. We could talk about that.
If you'd like.
Okay.
Right now, I want to talk about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. Because it's a great program in Houston, Texas, and it's really because of you, the people in the city of H-Town, that allow kids getting a second chance at an education to have the resources they need so they can focus on the books. Here's how the program works. You look around your driveway, your yard, you got a clunker that's taking up space in the garage or just collecting rust and dust. It may not even be working, and you don't know what to do with it. You haven't gotten around to try and put up an ad or try and get someone to tow it away. Everything's taken care of in one call or visit to the internet. 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. You get in contact with them. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They come and do the rest. Tow truck, take it away, fill out the paperwork, get you a nice tax deduction. And if you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card. And that's when the process really begins because they turn that clunker into resources that can be then translated into book fair, bus fare, eyeglasses, warm meals, all the distractions that can keep kids from really focusing on the books, and they can make sure that they get that second chance at an education and they make the most of it, and it's all because of you. I'm telling you it's a great program. I'm telling you to get involved. If you can make a donation, it is well worth your time and their time. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Good news for you, Barry. J.B. Bukauskas. Astros first round pick has reached a contract agreement with the Astros and is on his way to H-Town, and pending a successful physical, he will sign on the dotted line. So they'll get that on the books.
Okay. Good. Good for him.
There's your solution to the pitching problems this year.
Oh, is it now?
No.
Did you hear about, I saw, who was it? Jake Kaplan had tweeted out about Forrest Whitley. They signed that dude last year after they drafted him. He was the 17th pick, first round, last year, 2016, June amateur draft. His first start at Quad Cities, well, not his first start, but yeah, he went 2-3 this year at Quad Cities. His first start at high A ball, no hitter through five innings, no runs, pitching really well. So
that's good.
Yeah, yeah. A couple, 3 years, you might be talking about Forrest Whitley.
Forrest Whitaker's a hell of an actor, too.
One of those. Hit that eye, though.
A little wandering?
I can't. Like, he was in one of those movies I watched this past weekend, and I always, that eye just weirds me out. It really does. Like, what was the movie he was in with Robin Givens? Was it, what was it? I just remember watching him, like, there was going to be, like, a sex scene. I think he, like, sucked on her toe or something.
Whoa, I didn't know.
And I remember thinking, I don't know what's weirder, watching this dude suck on Robin Givens' toe or watching him try to look at her with one eye going one way and
Twitter's
one eye going the other.
Blow up with it, but I'm trying to think of what movie you're talking about, because just like when I was trying to think of Dallas Clark.
Right, yeah, we got it right away. No, it wasn't, no. It's
Last King of Scotland? The Butler?
No. Rage in Harlem. That's what it was. Rage in Harlem. I think at one point, yeah, he's like trying to seduce her. He's trying to seduce her. He takes off her shoe. He starts sucking on her toe. And I'm like, all right, that's weird. But then he's trying to make eye contact with her, trying to make eye contact with her. And I was thinking, well, that's weird too. She's probably creeped out twice. Once, like, what is this dude doing with my foot in his mouth? And what is he looking at? He's not even paying attention right now.
Yeah, she doesn't have very nice feet in the scene either.
Oh, you looked it up?
Are you a foot
guy? Yeah, I'm watching it right now.
That's kind of weird, right?
She looks a lot hotter than her feet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm thinking, like, if I'm trying to seduce a chick, I'm not starting with that. Because then she's like, well, I'm not kissing you now.
It's like we've talked about in the past. Some people got a thing about feet.
Well, yeah, then that's fine. That's fine. But I'm just saying, like, that's not my go-to. Like, I'm not starting with that.
You're not a foot guy.
Huh?
Just because you don't have a foot fetish, but that's a weird
thing. Well, no, but I'm just saying, if I'm trying to seduce a woman for the first time, that's not my, like, I'm starting off with maybe, like, a massage or something else, but just that, not that's something you do later.
I agree.
That's something you do later.
I'm not starting off with a massage either, but I'm not.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, yeah, I'm not putting her damn foot in my mouth.
That's for sure.
Be like, say, girl, you were looking to make this thing. What? What? No. And you're not kissing me now. You probably have athlete's mouth, and I'm not. No.
Athlete's mouth.
I'm not doing that now, sir. That's disgusting. That's gross. And you need to put my damn foot down. That's weird.
Yeesh.
So I ran across this morning, prepping for the show. This was on the Telegraph. So do you watch Game of Thrones at all, Joel?
I do not.
None. You've not seen. Wow. And you don't either. Nick
does not.
I was I think I was on the show. I was like, man, I'm thinking about subscribing to the HBO thing because everybody won't shut up about Game of Thrones.
You've really got to watch Game of Thrones. I didn't think I would like it either. My wife doesn't want to watch it, but I didn't think I would like it. It's really good. It's worth the hype. Trust me. And it's coming back soon. But it says Game of Thrones actress Lena Headey, who stars in the show as the power hungry Cersei Lannister. So what happens is in this show, at one point, since you guys never seen it, she does something where she has to walk down the street atoning for her sins. And there's this, she's stripped naked. And she's supposed to be the queen, but she is stripped naked and forced to walk through the streets as this church lady walks behind her ringing a bell yelling, shame. Have you ever heard that on the Blitz when they do shame bells? And they'll be like, shame, and then the bell rings.
Yes, yes.
That's where it comes from. So this chick is walking naked through the streets. And they show it. I'm sure it's a body double or whatever. But then this nun's behind her ringing a bell just yelling shame the whole time, right? So you need to know that. That's important because she said that while she was she had a kid, and that this nurse was chanting shame as she milked the breastfeeding Game of Thrones star. The actress was speaking to the New York Times about how ever since her character was forced to perform the infamous Naked Walk of Shame in season 5, fans have been known to show their appreciation and not always in a tactful way. She said, I was flying high on morphine, so it was sort of funny. Had I been vaguely in the world, I might have been more offended. But basically, the nurse was, she said, the nurse chose to just chant shame as she milked her. It's very weird.
Very weird.
I could see how that would drive, like, I get sensitive on Twitter. Could you imagine? You're trying to.
I mean, I know you do.
Shut up. You're trying to, like, breast, you've had a kid, you're wanting to breastfeed, and this nurse is yelling shame. It's like, it's a movie. Let it go. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. There's people that are in too deep on that kind of stuff. Now, Nick and I found something. Nick and I did a little investigation, and we found this just for you.
Oh, boy.
Because we knew, at the end of the day, this is something that you're going to want to really dive into. Did you know there is such a thing as a tarantula hawk wasp?
Oh, my God. I was watching a video.
What?
A tarantula hawk wasp.
No, I didn't know about this.
Oh, we're going to fill you in.
It's aggressive.
Yeah, and if you continue to do anything to piss us off, we're bringing them in.
What?
We might have to go to Arizona to find one.
Like,
but
yeah.
This sounds like two things I hate and one thing that scares me a little.
Well, all three can bring the fury.
A hawk?
We watched a guy get bit by one.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He let him.
He wanted to.
It's what he does. He gets stung by insects and he publishes it on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
So we'll touch on that when we get back. We got about a half hour left to go on the show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. So don't go anywhere. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show. The show where Joel is freaking out.
Doing the Dougie or something.
What was that?
First of all, who cares after you can't?
That
no
was
one,
turbo.
No one could yes, but no one could come at me after watching Nick break it down.
That's true.
That was weird.
But who's cheesier, me or Joel? He's cheesier.
I was
for sure.
What? I was not
dancing.
Serious.
Dancing.
Just
I was
now.
Playing around. Just
wait,
now.
Yeah, the one you did or the one he did?
Yeah, that move I did was like this.
That's you.
That wasn't cheesy.
Yes, it was.
What he just did was cheesy.
So Joel was doing. They're
was
both.
Doing
first of all, they
turbo.
Were both cheesy. They were both cheesy, but Joel's was on purpose.
Yeah.
Yours was
you
just
you didn't even
natural.
Realize for a second we were watching you. Because you just your head was like almost like Linda Blair in The Exorcist.
Nick
was
like
Jay Leno bobblehead.
Nick was like, yeah, I'm the bleep right now. I was like, no, bro, you
then
look
you
like bleep
up
right
and
now.
We were both looking at you with this face like, what the hell are
I
you doing?
Have cared. It didn't bother me one bit. I dance like this all the time.
Ladies love cool Nick. Ain't having it, bro. Ain't
and then when your
it.
Hand started acting like you had elevated the area. Like, what in the hell are you doing
God.
Down there?
Yeah, I mean, you weren't looking real cool, but I knew what you were doing.
Yeah, I was doing it.
I don't know what the hell Nick was doing. Hey, can we give away more tickets?
Uh-uh. No? Why not?
Okay.
Ask him if they're elevated.
Nick said no.
No?
Screw that guy. All right, let's do it. We'll give away two more pairs of tickets. I said we would do it at 2:30 at 3:30. So, again, I have a show tonight, Houston Improv. It's called Couples Therapy Comedy Retreat. Four or five comics. We'll do sets ahead of time, and then we do a panel where we give advice on sex and love and romance and relationships. And most of it's terrible advice, but hilarious. So you're going to want to come out and check it out. It's a lot of fun. Show starts at 8, doors at like 7:30. So we'll do two winners. Again, you're going to get a pair of tickets. So you know, bring a date, bring the hubby, bring the wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. And just use them. Don't call to win if you're not going to use them. That's all I ask. So two more tickets. We'll do callers 9 and 10. We'll win a pair of tickets. So 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. You're calling to win two tickets to come watch myself and a bunch of other hilarious comics at the Houston Improv tonight. Tonight, people.
So if you can't use them, don't call.
Exactly. And don't worry, you won't have to watch Nick dance on stage.
And you can't sell them.
Yeah, don't do that either. Don't do that. That's not nice. Somebody, okay, OU Mike said, didn't Barry suck Shaquille O'Neal's toe in Kazam? No. None of that made sense to me. Not a single word of that. First of all, does Shaquille O'Neal get his toe sucked in Kazam?
Not that I know of.
I've never seen the movie.
I never saw it either.
I've never wanted to watch Kazam. So.
We all have seen his foot on the internet.
Yeah, but other than that, if there's not a toe-sucking scene, then you should have you should have tweeted that. That's all.
It was a reach.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. Let's hear about this wasp.
Oh, yeah.
So, you forgot already.
Well, no, I had a couple things lined up, but that was the one that Nick and I said, I got to put this on the list just for Barry. So Nick found out that it's actually in Arizona, but there is an actual insect that breathes the same air that you do that is a combo platter tarantula hawk wasp.
First of all, how big is this thing?
It's about the size of not a yellow jacket. It's bigger than that. It's kind of a cross between, and Nick's busy right now taking calls, but Nick actually brought the video up of the guy who actually gets bit by one. But I would say it's kind of like, what are the wasps that aren't yellow jackets? They're bigger. They have bigger wings and a longer body. But I'm trying to say it's
like a red wasp or the
like a smaller dragonfly. A
paper
almost.
Wasp.
It's like a smaller dragonfly.
A smaller dragonfly. Damn.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's fairly big. I would say it's probably like about a half dollar sized.
Okay.
In that range.
I don't like the sound of this already.
And then we watched a dude who actually gets off on being bitten by these things.
See, that makes no sense. Like, that's just dumb. Why would you want to be? I don't know. That makes no sense to me. Is it poisonous? Is it just a sting? Like, what is it? What is this claim to fame?
I was actually trying to show you the video itself.
Because here's the thing.
And we got the video. So we got the video. I'm going to retweet this right now.
Okay.
All right.
Here's the thing. Last night, I'm trying to repair some sprinkler heads. So I'm going around the yard. And the later it gets, the more the bugs come out.
Okay.
It's almost dark, and I'm being attacked by a horsefly. And when I say attacked, I mean, it might as well have been a pterodactyl swooping down on me because I was running for my life around the yard. No.
Yeah, and this dude takes like a mini forceps.
No.
Jams it into his forearm. I just retweeted it at Pac-Man Joel.
And
then
God.
After the bite.
He killed it.
No,
oh, no, he put a jar on it.
He put a jar over it, but then he screams bloody murder and starts like digging his fingernails into the dirt and is like in excruciating pain.
Oh my God. No. There's no reason. Why are these things allowed to exist? You know, like I'm all for not killing the bees, you know what I mean? Because you see where people will say, hey, don't kill bees because they pollinate and stuff like that. That's fine. But what the hell? What's the purpose of a tarantula, hawk, spider, wasp, snake thing? Who cares? Just kill the damn thing. I don't understand why we need these. This doesn't make any
Nick,
sense.
We were talking about the tarantula. What the tarantula?
He was taking calls.
Yeah, I know, and he's off now. And I was trying to think of, because we got to find out. I showed Barry the video of the guy getting bit by that thing.
Yeah, so let's talk to Chris. Chris is in Baton Rouge listening, which is pretty cool. I didn't know we had listeners in Baton Rouge.
Word.
Well, at least someone in Baton Rouge can hear us. Even if they can't hear us in Houston, they can hear us in Baton Rouge.
But Chris has some information on this bug. What up, bud?
Chris, you know about this tarantula hawk wasp?
All right, so these things actually sting tarantulas. Lay their eggs on them while they're still alive, and the babies hatch and eat the tarantulas alive.
What?
Yeah, it's like the larva, it eats the tarantulas. It's crazy,
dude. I'm gonna vomit right now. That sounds vile. so
it's probably one of the weirdest things. They look almost like a maggot whenever they're whenever they're in the larva stage, but it's pretty crazy.
So these,
Chris, how do you know so much about these bugs?
A guy that I went to college with actually has a couple of pet tarantulas, and he was telling me about some a tarantula hawk wasp that would kill him. And he was like, all right, well, my other, you know, he was I think he was studying to be like an entomologist or whatever the bug scientist guy is. Mm-hmm. And he managed to get a hold of one. And sure as shit,
Dumb Nick! Great call. And I was about to say,
damn it.
We have some of the smartest listeners in no matter what topic we bring up, and then he dropped an S-bomb.
And Nick's not even paying attention, guys.
No, well, I was getting the video of the guy.
I showed Barry.
I was literally going to play the audio. That's the reason why I was.
Oh.
Yeah.
But yeah, he dropped an S-bomb.
Yeah.
Sure as.
Damn it.
Yep.
I think I caught it this time.
I don't know. We were screaming bloody murder.
Well, we know you didn't catch it on the stream.
Well, the stream doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter on the stream. But, okay, I'm watching a YouTube video now of a tarantula. A giant barbarian spider fighting a tarantula hawk. Not going well for the spider,
dude,
really.
I'm telling you, man, this thing is nasty looking. And this guy intentionally gets his forearm bit by this thing and takes it.
That's dumb.
I don't know how poison it is, but it's nasty.
This is giving me the willies. I'm not going to be able to sleep well tonight now.
And I think what Chris was going to say before we had to dump them was the fact that they are most prevalent on farms in the spring area.
Shut up. I was like, oh my God, what?
You should have seen Barry's face when I said that. Before you dumped Chris, I said he was about to tell us that they're most prevalent on farms in the spring area.
Mike, last night I was being attacked by a horsefly, and I really thought I was going to have to move.
Not the coyotes, not the bobcats, or the snakes. Yeah.
Horseflies are relentless. They are very aggressive. I'm now watching this tarantula hawk drag this barbarian spider around like it's nothing. But yeah, a horsefly, they're aggressive and mean.
I'll have you because of the Barry challenge.
Yeah.
I am now a fly ninja.
Oh, are
I
can you?
I annihilate flies if they're anywhere around our house. Barehanded and with any magazine or anything else, just to continue to prove it.
Everyone's telling you that the long thing was a hornet, which I know that's not what you were thinking of.
No.
Okay.
No, but you see some of the pictures that people are posting. It does kind of look like a dragonfly.
It does a little bit, yeah.
But that thing is just it looks nasty.
So how many flies do you have at the house, first of all? Because you're saying you're killing a lot of flies. You guys need to clean up.
No, the problem is that we have the dogs going into the house, in and out of the house so much that you have to leave the back door open to get the dogs in. And
sometimes you get
an occasional one. Okay. And then I just have to go Mr. Miyagi on them.
You're very proud of that, aren't you?
I am.
All right,
Scott, hang on. We see you. I believe you want to talk about tarantulas. And you might want to talk about this nasty bug we've been talking about. But anyway, we got one segment to go before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. So don't go anywhere. We are the usual suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, right on time.
Bless you.
Thank you. I tried to hold it.
Somebody asked if the tarantula hawk wasp was like puppy monkey baby.
I love that. From the Mountain Dew commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah. And according to what I'm reading, these creatures do not prey on human beings. You'd have to step on one or kick it to where it might sting you, but it doesn't do anything to human beings except for cause pain for a while. It can kill a tarantula, though.
Not a big fan of pain, me. I'm not a... Not high on my bucket
list.
We're
not going to catch you hitting your fingers with a hammer and a break.
Killing or no killing, poison or no poison, I think I'll pass on the hawk wasp baby sting.
Yeah, Nikki's found out that if it does indeed happen to you, though, screaming can reduce the
pain. Or it reduces your attention towards the pain of the sting. So that's according to the Daily Mail.
Does that mean you're just like diverting your attention away from that pain?
when the guy was screaming for a half a second, I was like, is this guy acting just trying to get views on YouTube?
He was just helping get rid of the...
It was legit. He was screaming. We watched
at the same time, and I was like, oh, this dude is just a complete idiot.
He looks normal, but he's an absolute idiot.
Yeah, and then Nick tells me he does this on a regular basis, and I'm like, now he's a really big idiot.
Yeah, that's stupid.
All right, so we got to get some calls in here before we get out of here. Scott, you want to talk about wasps? What's up?
Okay, so I actually went to college to study zoology, and my specialty was actually venomous animals. And this wasp is from where I used to live at. I grew up in West Texas.
Okay.
And I used to see this thing all the time. But it's actually it's a group of wasps that are solitary wasps, and they're called Pepsis wasps. And they all are parasitic, mostly spiders, but some will go after caterpillars. But, the call was right about it paralyzing tarantulas and dragging them into a den and covering it up until the larva hatches and eats it.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's awesome.
The reason why this guy is doing that is because there's a scale of all venomous insects. And I believe Pepsis wasp is number 2 after a bullet ant.
Ooh.
From South America, which is number 1.
Yeah, I've heard about the bullet ant.
And I think number 3 is it's called a cow killer, and it's an ant. It looks like an ant. It's a wingless wasp is what it is.
Oh, hell
but
no.
It actually is parasitic to tarantula hawk
all right,
larva.
Scott, break down what happens if a human being gets stung or bitten by one of these things.
Well, it is a sting. Yeah, it would hurt like hell, I'm sure.
But no, like, long-term ramifications or anything?
No, unless you're allergic. But, I mean, if you're
unless
allergic
you're
to
tarantula.
Yeah.
A bee, then if you're allergic to bee venom, then you're going to be allergic to just about everything else that has venom.
I'm allergic to pain. Yeah. That's what I'm allergic to. Damn all that. But, hey, Scott, appreciate the call, man. Thanks, Scott.
I will say, awesome. Though, the fact that it's kind of a wingless... Oh, well, yeah. That helps a little bit. At least I can step on it or maneuver away. But if it's flying at you...
See, I'm with you. I'm with you now. A wingless wasp, when she says it's just an ant, okay, that's my favorite kind
I'll
of
step
wasp.
On it.
I don't have a favorite wasp.
What is it called, a bullet ant?
Yeah, I've heard those are bad
How did
news.
You know it? He said it was in South Africa, though.
I've heard of those, though.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like...
Barry was bored one day searching bullet ant enemas.
What? That's the weirdest damn thing I think you've ever said.
No, because haven't you guys ever heard of this thing? No, and haven't you guys ever heard of this thing?
Who the hell would give an enema with an ant? What?
There's, and I can't call people out by name, but But we had a friend that was constantly like proud of the fact the bullet.
Oh.
Bullets are like supposed to cleanse you and clean you out and everything like that. And they're like, oh, they work great. I'm like, that's just ridiculous.
No, I'm not doing that.
No. Hell no. Speaking of the bullet, Clarence is here. Let's see what he's got. He's probably in the gym listening to tunes with leg warmers on. What's up?
Clarence.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Barry?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Good. I heard you was eating everything under the sun. I'm sure the wife appreciated it.
I tried, yeah. Let's just say there was no sex that night. I was definitely not sexy that night.
All the meat was in his mouth, Clarence. What's up?
Man, I got a... That looked painful when I watched the video. The guy started screaming, but I had to watch it twice. The first time, I'm like, okay, he's screaming, and it was a little acting. But then the second time, I looked at his arm. Probably 30 seconds in, his arm went from pale white to blood gushing red, and I just had to wonder how painful that really was. First off, he's stupid.
Yes, we got that. We got no argument here.
You are one for one, Clarence.
I am not letting anything sting me, let alone something that looks that damn painful 15 seconds after it stings you.
Not even for like a million hits on social media?
$1 million, yeah. Not a million hits. A million hits ain't getting me nothing but hits.
Oh.
I think of all the things, though, Clarence brings up a good point. For $1 million, I think I might let that thing sting me. If it's not going to kill me or my arm's not going to fall off.
Ramifications. You just, you know, roll around in the dirt screaming and hollering for a little bit, but that's all. Hey, Barry, welcome back. Glad you're back. Talk to y'all later.
Thanks, Clarence. I'm with Clarence 100% on all that. Hell no. $1 million? Yeah, I would let it sting me, but
would you do it for like a six feet, like $100,000?
Yeah,
Joel, would I?
I probably would.
I think I would.
It depends where. On the arm, yeah. On
the, why are we changing locations? No.
I'm just saying, on the forearm, yeah. On the, no.
Why did the,
why would that come into it?
Well, because you got to up, like, you got to up the ante. If I'm giving away money, it's got to be a challenge.
I don't know why the had to come into it, even though I'm not even quite sure why we're doing that. But, you know, but I mean, if you give me a mil, I'll let it bite me in the forearm.
So Joseph Trevino,
who loves you,
tweeted the velvet ant, which I guess he was saying that the guy, what the guy was talking about was a velvet ant, and it, he got stung by one. And it said it hurts. That thing looks crazy. It looks like a weird Spider-Man.
Is that velvet?
But it's
so soft to the touch.
See, you got to coordinate. but it, yeah, it does look like a wasp without wings. But oh, that thing's. I'm so glad this show's over because. All this bug talk has really creeped me out. Like, my skin is crawling.
It was a good thing we introduced this topic late in the show.
I will have bad dreams tonight. You watch.
Did you also see nightmares on the internet the Houston Improv is experiencing an insect population in the backstage area?
I hate you.
All right, Barry's back, so we got one show to go before the end of the week. So please, if you missed any of the show today, go back and check it out on the podcast. And also check us out tomorrow on an FEF Friday when we wrap up the week, which has been a good one. Please, 1 to 4 every single day. Usual Suspects, make it a part of your work week right here on ESPN 97.5. The Blitz is next.
ESPN 97.5.